This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you, as always, for joining me on this podcast and for this particular episode. And hey, if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on any content and share it, as well as go over to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. All right, if you're here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, I want to personally invite you to an incredible half-day free leadership event on Friday, October the 11th. This is the John Maxwell Live to Lead event, and we're going to be hosting the live simulcast here in Raleigh, North Carolina. John Maxwell and a team of world-class leadership experts are going to be speaking about leadership out of Atlanta, Georgia, live on October 11th, and we are going to be hosting the live simulcast here in Raleigh. I want to thank all of our friends at Crossroads Fellowship who are hosting the event and who underwrote the event for us to have an incredible experience all for free. So once again, this is Friday, October the 11th. It's a half-day Live to Lead leadership event, live simulcast here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pay attention to future episodes of this podcast, as well as pay attention to andygeorgecoaching.com, because as soon as the information and registration go live, you're going to want to jump on it really quickly. Space is limited to about 150 people. It's free. It's a half-day leadership event. I am so incredibly excited to be able to host this event on October 11th, so make sure you put it down right now. Pay attention to future information coming out, and as soon as it goes live, jump on it. It's going to add value. It's going to add value to your team in a huge way, so I hope you can join me for that Live to Lead live simulcast event on October the 11th, and as I said, more information is coming out very, very shortly. So on this episode of the Andy George Leadership Podcast, I want to talk about success. I want to talk about why some people are successful and why some people seem successful in almost everything that they do. You know, Steve Jobs has a great quote. He says, "If you really look closely, most overnight successes took a long time." You know, you don't wake up successful and neither do I. But have you ever wondered why some people are successful or at least appear to be successful? You know, maybe it's luck. Maybe they were just born into the right family. Maybe they were born into the right environment. Or maybe those are just excuses for us not to be successful. You know, I think sometimes we look at the outside appearances of what people view as success or what they have and what they touch seems to be successful. But what really makes somebody successful? I want to give us in this episode five reasons why only a few people really succeed in life. And this is based on a lot of different studies that are out there. There's a lot of different articles about this. And I kind of summarize several different concepts and thoughts into just five. So here we go. The reason why some people are successful is the first and foremost thing, number one, is that they know their why. They know their purpose in life. I think this is so critical. I know you've heard this statement before, as I have, that if you enjoy what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. Now, listen, it's all hard work, even if you enjoy it. But there's some truth to that, isn't there? If you and I truly enjoy what we do, if we really enjoy it, if we really understand why we are placed on this planet, then we are already on a good pace, on the good path towards success, whatever we think success looks like or whatever success feels like. So we got to know our why. What's my purpose? Why am I here? And I'm just here. I'm going to tell you right now that wherever you are listening to this episode, you have purpose in life. There's some reason why you were created. There's a reason why you're on this planet. And sure, it might be to have a career. It might be to have a family. It might be to maybe it's to make money, whatever you think it is. But there's more to it than that, right? There's more purpose behind our life than just making money, than just having stuff. So what's your purpose? What's your cause? What's the reason you get out of bed in the morning? What makes you excited about life? And I guess the question is, are you doing that? Do you really know what your purpose is? I think that at times in our lives when we lose sight in our purpose, it's real easy to get distracted. It's easy then at that point to start reaching for anything. When we don't know why we're here or what our purpose is in life or what we're trying to accomplish in life, it's real easy to get discouraged. And it's real easy, kind of like a ship out in the water, just get blown around by the waves, just get blown around and tossed back and forth in the sea when we don't really know what our purpose is. So understanding the purpose that you have in life is really, really important to understanding what success looks like for you. Because once again, success is going to be defined differently by different people. Now, listen, there's people out there where success is just all about their bank account. Now, we know that that doesn't just summarize success. You know, some people, successful means they can finally afford that membership at that golf club, or they can finally get that car they want or buy the house that they want and, you know, put in that in-ground pool they want and go on vacations that they want. Now, listen to me. There is nothing wrong with any of those things I just mentioned. In fact, those are great things. If you can have them, go for it. Get as much as you can. That's great. But your value in your life is not determined by the value in your bank account. The value you have in life is not determined by where you live or where you grew up. It's not valued by the color of your skin or what country you're born in. There's more to life than that. So understanding your purpose makes you successful. If your purpose in life is to be a stay-at-home parent, then guess what? That's success. If you were created to be a lawyer, an attorney, a doctor, if you're created to work in HR, if you're created to be a school teacher and everything in between, knowing your purpose in life helps you become successful. And if we don't understand our purpose in life, then what happens is that we look at everybody else's outward success. We look at what they drive, what they wear. We look at where they live and we say, man, it must be nice to be them. But you don't know the price they paid. You don't know what's happening in their life. You have to be successful based on your why. You have to know your why. That's number one. Number two is this. One of the reasons why only a few people succeed, I really think because they value their rest. That might come as a surprise. You might not be thinking that that's a reason for success, but I think it is. I think it comes down to, do you know how to rest? Are you getting enough sleep? How often are you able just to get alone and recharge? How often are you able just to turn off the brain for just a moment? If we're going at 100 miles per hour every day, every minute, every hour, you and I are going to get worn out, beat up, and spit out real quickly. Now, I understand there's times in our lives where it seems like we're working 12, 15-hour days, and we're working from sunup to sundown and beyond. But even in the middle of that, are you valuing your rest? Are you adding more to your plate than you need to? Sometimes in life, we have to just do what we have to do. We have to just get through the checklist, get through the to-do list as quickly as we can. But you need to find margin in your life. Maybe that's a 10, 15-minute walk in the morning. Maybe it means you got to get up just a little bit earlier. Maybe it means you got to stay up just a little bit later. Maybe it means instead of taking an hour lunch with a bunch of buddies from the work that you take a 30-minute lunch by yourself and just go somewhere to rest. I'm telling you, take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your energy level. I think people are successful because they value their rest. The third reason why I think some people are successful is they live within or below their means. So I was looking up some statistics from 2019, and it seems like most that I just read that the average credit card debt per person is about $5,000. Now, for some of you listening to that, that doesn't seem like a big amount, but for a lot of people that is. And it's not just the amount, it's the constant pressure and stress to pay it off, to be in debt, to have credit card debt, to be living above your means, to be doing things that you know are stretching you. Now, once again, I'm not speaking to those that are finding themselves in a life crisis where there was any medical emergency, there was something financial that hit you, that something happened with whatever you have and you had to take extreme measures. Now, I get that. But I think that people who are successful know how to live within their means. They don't have to have the brand new this, that, or the other thing. They don't have to have a house that's too big for just them and their family. Now, once again, if you have the means and you want to do it, go for it, do it. But at what cost? Is the stress of debt worth the cost to look good to other people? Just think about that for a moment. How would our lives be if we weren't in debt? I want to encourage you that if you are in debt and you're struggling or you're trying to get out of debt, I want to give you a good resource, Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey has a great, great tool And he's got a great process, great procedure on how to handle debt and work out of debt and get life back on track. So if you're interested, it will be in the show notes. I'll put a link to the Dave Ramsey Company and you can take a look at it for yourself. But I think that when we are able to live within or below our means, our stress goes down, our worry, our anxiety all go down. So, okay, the fourth reason why I think some people are successful is because they are lifelong learners. I think this is massively critical that if anybody wants to be a success, an ongoing success in whatever field that they're in, it has to come down to the willingness and their desire to continue to grow and to continue to learn. Earl Nightingale has a quote where he says, "If a person will spend 1 hour a day on the same subject for 5 years, that person will be an expert on that subject." Now, I don't know truly if the math works out to that, but I like the principle. I like the concept. The concept is simply keep learning. Just keep learning. Whatever field you're in, whatever field you're going in, there's always ways to learn. There's always new ways to do things. There's always people to learn from. The moment that you and I stop learning, we immediately begin to put a ceiling on our growth level. We begin to put a ceiling on our success level. So what are you learning lately? What is it that you're studying? What are you reading? Now, hopefully listening to the podcast like this one and others are part of that, but we've got to be ongoing learners. Okay, the fifth and final approach to life of why people and some people succeed is that they prioritize their health. This is such a big deal. You got to be healthy. You got to be healthy physically, emotionally, mentally. There's an Arabian proverb that says, "He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything." At the end of the day, sometimes all you have is your life and your health. It's important. You got to take care of your body. If you don't take care of your body, you're not going to be around for a long time to actually be successful and enjoy your success. So are you hitting the gym? Are you working out? Are you walking? Are you running? Are you eating right? All those are major, major components into success. I really do think that the reason why some people are successful is because they prioritize their health. They really know and prioritize the healthy body lifestyle. So here we are, real quickly again. Five reasons why only a few people really succeed. Number one, they know their why. You got to know your purpose in life. Number two, they value rest. They value their sleep, their rest. Number three, they live within or below their means. Number four, they are lifelong learners. And number five, they prioritize their health. These are all important parts of how you and I can be on the path towards success. So let me ask you, what's your excuse? What's your reasoning for why you think you might not be successful? Maybe it's like in the beginning where I said that, well, some people are just lucky and some people are born into it and some people are just naturally gifted at things. Well, those are all just excuses. Benjamin Franklin says that he that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else. That's such a good statement. George Washington Carver says 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. At the end of the day, if you really want to do it, then do it. Don't make excuses. Don't say you don't have time, you don't have the money, you don't have the heritage, you don't have the upbringing. Those are just excuses. So know your purpose in life and go for it. Figure out why it is you were here, what it is and how you're wired, and go for it. As you're doing it, make sure you rest. As you're doing it, make sure you stay within your means. As you're doing it, continue to be a lifelong learner. And as you're doing it, prioritize your health. Don't make excuses. Just go for it. Well, friends, it's all the time we have for this episode. I want to encourage you one more time to make sure that you put down October the 11th for an amazing John Maxwell Live to Lead event. And I do hope that this episode has helped you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live your life with passion. Thank you again for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.